الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. This is the last ruku of Surah Baqarah, and in a very beautiful way Allah summarized the whole subject matter of Surah Baqarah in this last ruku, when Allah Ta'ala had revealed that Allah will take to task of all that which is in the hearts of the people also. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum found it very difficult and hard, that the thoughts that come to us, wasawis, and we will be taken to task for that also. There is no way but destruction for us, because we can't control our thoughts. They expressed their fears to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised them and told them, don't be like the Bani Israel, who said that sami'na wa asayna, we have heard and we disobey. But rather you say sami'na wa ata'na, we have heard and we accept and we will follow. And when they said that, then Allah made it easy and Allah revealed the first two ayats here, in which Allah Ta'ala explained that Amin al-Rasul, the great virtues of the Sahaba, that these are those people who have brought Iman on the requisites of Iman, the basics, which we read in Iman al-Mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. Allah praise them. That Allah's Nabi also brings Iman on all that, and all the Sahaba also. And so this was a very, very great stage. And then Allah tabaraka ta'ala on that revealed the next ayats and eased their fears, that what is in your heart, ma fi anfusikum, is not the thoughts that come on their own. Wasawis, just stray thoughts that come. Even in namaz, thoughts that come to a person, he won't be taken to task for them. But what we will be taken to task are the thoughts that we bring ourselves intentionally. We bring those thoughts in our mind, whether in namaz or out of namaz. Or a thought just came, and when we became conscious of it, then we still kept that thought, and we kept building and thinking about that. That we will be taken to task for. So here Allah Ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah takleef nahi deta kisi ko, magar jis qadar uski gunjaish hai. Allah doesn't take a person to task, but only that which he can manage, which is within his capacity. To understand it easily, Allah, like for example, the ear cannot do the work of the eyes, and the eyes cannot do the work of the ears. So Allah won't charge the ear for not seeing, and Allah won't charge the eyes for not hearing. Similarly, man, what he cannot help, Allah won't take him to task for that. But what he can help, what is within him, and in that are the diseases of the heart, like pride, jealousy, hatred, malice, love of dunya, those things which are in the heart, and man has the capacity of removing them, and is responsible for removing them. For those diseases which are in the heart, we will be taken to task. Therefore, tazkiyah, islah, is a farz-e-ain on every person. Otherwise, whatever degree of pride he might have in his heart, whatever pride of ostentation, doing things for name and fame, riya, hatred, jealousy, if he does not remove it from his heart, he will be taken to task for that. And on the other hand, if he brings the right qualities, sincerity, humility, love of one another, love of deen, love of akhirah, he will be rewarded for those actions. So what is in the heart, those that thoughts that come themselves, whether in namaz, out of namaz, we won't be taken to task for them. But the thoughts that come, we realize I'm thinking what I shouldn't be thinking, and we still carry on thinking with that. For that we will be taken to task. Or we intentionally start fantasizing, like For that we will be taken to task. So now when this ayat was revealed, the Sahaba were greatly relieved and they became very happy. And this was all built on the foundation that when the command came, they accepted it wholeheartedly, though it appeared impossible for them. This is very similar to that when Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, started this great work of Tabligh and Dawah and encouraged people to go for 3 days. Then the people said, people are not prepared to go for 1 hour. Where are we going to go for 3 days? Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali told them, that is not the correct attitude. Say we accept and we're going to make the effort. And when we run in problems, people are not responding, then we seek for the solution. But before even starting, we give up. We say, no, nobody will listen. Nobody will do it. That's not the right attitude. For a mu'min, what we are commanded, we do what we are commanded. And afterwards, if we see there are problems, then seek the solutions later. But not from the beginning already we give up and we say, no, this is not practical. This can't happen. And unfortunately, that is the situation with many people, even with the ulama. With regard to the public, we say, no, they're not ready for it. They won't be able to do this. We encourage them to devote themselves for deen, for akhirah, especially in the matters of eating halal and tayyiban. We say, no, the people can't manage it. We are giving up ourselves before we even try. We must make our efforts. Then whatever problems we encounter, find the solutions to those problems. But not from the beginning already that we give up. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has defined that. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ اسی کو ملتا ہے جو اس نے کمایا اور اسی پر پڑتا ہے جو اس نے کیا. Whatever a person had earned, the righteous qualities of the heart, of sincerity, honesty, ithar, to give preference to other people, tawadu, humility, for that he will get all his great rewards. And for all the evil which has come in the heart and which he did not remove, pride, hatred, jealousy, love of dunya, for that he will be taken to task. So we have to be very careful, not only on our amal, our actions, will we be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah, but the actions of the heart also. And if we don't make our tazkiyah, and for a person to live in a fool's paradise, even if he's a shaykhul mashayikh and he thinks I'm free of this, he will be also in a very dangerous position. Every person till the last moment of his death must be conscious of this and must be making a practical effort to correct himself. And if he does not, then he will get caught. Shaitan won't leave a person he has vowed till the very last moment of his life. It can be the great muhaddithin or the great fuqaha or the great ahlullah. Shaitan is vowed, I won't leave anyone. Till Qiyamah, until the last moment. And that we take for granted, I'm a Maulana, I'm a Sufi, so I'm safe. That person is fully in the trap of Shaitan. Shaitan doesn't have to do anything more for that person. He himself has become his own Shaitan. And when nafs overtakes a person, Shaitan's things are very small. When nafs controls a person, so a person has to be very conscious and all the time be making fikr for his Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq.